"It ain't just a nickname," X-Ray told Mr. Pendansky. He tapped the rim of his glasses. "I can see inside you, Mom. You've got a big fat heart." The last boy either didn't have a real name or else he didn't have a nickname. Both Mr. Pendansky and X-Ray called him Zero. "You know why his name's Zero?" asked Mr. Pendansky. "Because there's nothing inside his head." He smiled and playfully shook Zero's shoulder. Zero said nothing. "And that's Mom," a boy said. Mr. Pendansky smiled at him. "If it makes you feel better to call me Mom, Theodore, go ahead and call me Mom." He turned to Stanley. "If you have questions, Theodore will help you." "You got that, Theodore? I'm depending on you." Theodore spit a thin line of saliva between his teeth, causing some of the other boys to complain about the need to keep their home sanitary. "You were all new here once," said Mr. Pendansky, "and you all know what it feels like. I'm counting on every one of you to help Stanley." Stanley looked at the ground. Mr. Pendansky left the tent, and soon the other boys began to file out as well, taking their towels and a change of clothes with them. Stanley was relieved to be left alone, but he was so thirsty he felt as if he would die if he didn't get something to drink soon. "Hey, Theodore," he said, going after him, "do you know where I can fill my canteen?"